bring court to order, please. And Judge Mack, would you start us off with our opening prayer this morning?
Be honored to. Thank you. Shall we pray? Father, we are so honored today to be here, and thank you for the beautiful rain that we're in so much need of. And we pray, God, that your blessing would be upon these proceedings, Lord, that you would bless this honorable court and all the members present, that you, Lord, would direct our paths. And we pray for this election season, God, that you would use us in our free will to be able to do your will and to do your way and have the people in leadership that you want us to be here today, Lord. And unify our country, God. We know we're at a crossroads, and we pray, God, in the name that's above every other, God, that you will direct this nation and that we would seek you and do your will and all that is pleasing to you. Bless the men and women that defend us and protect us from evil and freedom today. Protect our freedoms. We give you the praise and the glory in that name that's above every other, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Judge Mack. If you'll join me in the pledges, we are United States and Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. On the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Let the record reflect that all members of court are present with the exception of Commissioner Nowak this morning. Commissioners need a motion to approve our Commissioner's Court agenda.
Move.
I need to defer item 26A.
Item 26A on page...
Page 11.
Yes, sir. Okay, we'll defer item 26A on page 11. All right. Amend that motion.
I move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Proclamations and resolutions. Montgomery County Mental Health Treatment Day. Tim, how are you?
Good morning.
Mr. Buds?
We got the whole crew up here this morning.
We do.
Good morning.
Good morning, Judge Doyle.
Good morning.
Commissioners.
Good morning.
My name is Tim Buds. I am the hospital administrator for Correct Care Solutions at Montgomery County Mental Health Treatment Facility. And this morning, we're honored to receive this resolution for Montgomery County Mental Health Treatment Facility Day in Montgomery County. I'm here this morning with a number of my team representing different divisions of our hospital. So I just want to introduce you to them briefly. Stan Lentz is our director of nursing. Denise Allen, PI Risk and Compliance. Mark Kakis is our Director of Programs. Dr. Brenda LaVar is our Community Representative. Angela Bryant is our Human Resources Manager. Stacy Herman is our Business Manager. And Dr. Karen Nelson is our Director of Forensics and Psychology.
Great.
Let me proceed with reading the resolution.
Absolutely.
Okay. This is a resolution to proclaim March 7th, 2016, Montgomery County Mental Health Treatment Day in Montgomery County, Texas. Whereas one in every five Texans experience some form of mental illness in a given year, and whereas the Texas Department of State Health Services contracts with Montgomery County for 100 forensic psychiatric hospital beds for individuals with serious mental illness at the Montgomery County Mental Health Treatment Facility, and whereas Montgomery County and DSHS have successfully partnered with Correct Care to operate and assure the availability of high-quality inpatient forensic mental health beds for patients throughout Texas, and whereas Montgomery County Mental Health Treatment Facility opened on March 1st, 2011, and is celebrating its fifth anniversary of care to individuals affected by mental illness, and whereas Correct Care has succeeded in providing inpatient psychiatric services to over 1,700 patients at the hospital since 2011. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Commissioner's Court of Montgomery County, Texas, the following. One, the Commissioner's Court proclaims March 7, 2016 as Montgomery County Mental Health Treatment Facility Day in all of Montgomery County, and two, calls upon the people of Montgomery County to observe this day with appropriate appreciation of the necessary work being performed by employees of Correct Care serving the mentally ill on the hospital's fifth anniversary.
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
What a great day. These guys have been such good partners with Montgomery County. Every time we hear Jim Allison speak with Texas Association of Counties, one of the biggest challenges that the state has is mental health. There's waiting lists. There are people that are in jail that have mental health issues that can't be treated there. This hospital has helped that waiting list by 100 people. And it's been full, if I'm not wrong, every day since we built it. If we had 200 beds, I think that would be full. Tim and his staff and Correct Care have proven, and the state kind of, when we started this thing, the state kind of put us under a microscope, I think. But you rose to the occasion and you raised the bar. You know, Correct Care is doing their per bed cost is substantially under what the state has to pay, even comparing apples and oranges. Their time for restoration of competency is substantially low or a shorter period of time than what the state does with their mental hospital. So we're very, very fortunate to have this hospital here, and we hope to see it grow in the future. So congratulations to Correct Care for everything that y'all have done.
Thank you, Commissioner Matter.
Job well done. Very well done. The only thing that concerns me about this resolution is one in five experience mental illness. One, two, three. I don't know who it is, but
I got enough for all of
the HIPAA laws will prevail here.
Thank you for what you guys do. We appreciate the effort.
Thank you very much. Thank
Can
you.
I get a picture with you guys? Mm-hmm. See him.
Yes.
Can I get a picture?
Squeeze in the middle here.
Commissioner, is there going to be a recognition out there at their facility?
Yeah, May the 7th.
May the 7th. Okay. Good. All right. Item B, World's Bay Day Resolution.
Good morning, Judge Doyle, Commissioners.
Morning.
My name's Nancy Richards. I'm with the Montgomery County Spay Neuter Project. Today I bring you the World Spay Day Resolution. Whereas, pets provide companionship to 68% of U.S. households. And, whereas, nearly 3 million healthy and adoptable cats and dogs are put down in animal shelters each year due to lack of critical resources and public awareness. And, whereas, nearly 90% of pets living in poverty and 98% of community, feral and stray cats, are unaltered. And whereas spay and neutering has been shown to dramatically reduce the number of animals who are put down in animal shelters, and whereas programs exist to assist with the cost of spaying or neutering pets living in poverty and community cats. Whereas veterinarians, national and local animal protection organizations, and private citizens work together to ensure the spaying or neutering of more than 68,000 pets and community cats through World Spay Day in the United States and throughout the world in 2014. Whereas veterinarians, national and local protection organizations and private citizens have joined together again to advocate for the spaying and neutering of pets and community cats on World Spay Day. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Montgomery County, Texas, does hereby designate February 23, 2016 as World Spay Day. The Commissioner's Court hereby issues a proclamation calling upon the people of Montgomery County to observe the day by having their own pets spayed or neutered, or by sponsoring the spaying or neutering of a pet in need.
I move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Hold on, Nancy. I want to give you some kudos. That's truly the answer to population pet control is to, and we're striving now to have more spay and neuter events, and it's my goal by, you know, sometime here in the not too far future to have an event somewhere at least once a month in Montgomery County. Because, I mean, the numbers will show that, you know, we can reduce our costs at the animal shelter if we just stop the intake. Not going to stop it, but we can slow it down. And, you know, said last court, we've got a new director, Dr. Michael White. He's on board, and I want to give credit where credit's due. You know, you never know what path's going to cross where, what person's going to say something that's going to change your life. Well, I can tell you that Nancy, you know, walked up to Dr. White and asked him, you know, would you ever consider moving from Houston to Montgomery County? And he answered the question in the affirmative, and she made the initial introduction, and he's now with Montgomery County, and I want to thank her for that, and thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Was my pleasure. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Nancy. Great question.
All right, Commissioners, under County Clerk, we need to approve the minutes from our regular session dated February 9th, 2016.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. On the consent agenda, Commissioners, I have no changes. Would entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now, we have citizens' comment. For anyone that would like to address one of the items that's on today's agenda, we will now have a three-minute opportunity for you to address the court. I don't have anyone that signed up to address the court, but is there anyone that would like to make a comment this morning on an item that's on the court agenda? Mr. O'Sullivan.
Good morning. I noted that you're going on the agenda is to conduct a special session on the budget, and I approve of that, but I would request that you have a companion session which deals with the biggest problem facing us, which is mobility. Alone in Precinct 3, whatever's been done regarding this bond is just a chink out of a $1.6 billion 25-year deal. And I think we have to do and we have to open up to all the people in this county a way for them to suggest how we're going to deal with probably around $3 billion over the next 25 years. And I think that there should be a special session along with the overall budget special session to address that specifically. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Mr. Sullivan. Anybody else that would like to address court on an item on the agenda this morning? Great. Then we will move forward. Item 11, under the county judge. Consider and approve adding a special session to Commissioner's Court date for Tuesday, September 6, 2016, the current Commissioner's Court 2016 meeting schedule. This special session will be held solely to consider, approve, and adopt the budget and tax rate for fiscal year 2017, and the Commissioner's Court meeting date of Wednesday, August 31, 2016 will remain on the calendar and held as scheduled.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? Amy, tell us, is that one that's just required that we... Okay, so that's to meet all the deadlines on timing and everything else. Okay. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Justice of the Peace, Precinct 1, Judge Mack.
Good morning, gentlemen. Please consider and allow the purchase of the the RBI software hosting. This is something that our office has been for almost 5 months testing with the help of Jim Fredericks and Marshall Shirley. We've tried it for 5 months and it's working. The plan is to eventually become paperless, and this would allow Justice Court 1, 2, 4, and 5 to do that. And we're asking that this be the $81,904.48 be funded out of Justice of the Peace Technology Fund, and there are funds available.
We got that much money in there, Phil?
Yes, sir. You have a little bit of $500,000.
Marshall?
Right here.
This is what we talked about a couple of days ago?
Yes.
And this is a good answer for it. I move.
Second.
Other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it very much.
Emergency management.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioner.
Good morning.
Emergency management would like you to consider and approve allowing the Office of Emergency Management to submit to the state a grant extension request for the 2014 UASI grant. That grant is actually, the deadline is closed, but we were extended an invitation to submit a couple more projects to try and be reimbursed out of remaining funds that we had, and so we'd like to submit some of those requests.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Darren. Sheriff.
Morning, Judge. Commissioner.
Sheriff.
Morning.
On 14A, asked you consider and accept the memorandum of understanding between the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, HSI, Joint Operation Program, and the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. The agreement for 2016 overtime with funds allocated is listed below. All benefits will be funded by the Sheriff's 5601 budget. MOCO net $8,250 and gang unit $6,000.
I move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thanks, Sheriff.
14B asked you consider and approve the submission of the HGAC grant application for the purchase of an automated fingerprint identification system with software maintenance and technical support. The application for fiscal year 2017 with funding in the amount of $27,500. No county match is required.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Sheriff. DWI and Drug Court. Ms. Arnold, how are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm asking you to please consider and approve the DWI court grant in the amount of
$402,951.04. Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
And consider and approve the drug court grant in the amount of $659,172.55.
Move.
Second.
Are those numbers kind of along the same lines we've seen in the past? Are they up or down? Are they?
Yes, sir. They're within the same range. Yes,
in the same range. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Constable Precinct 4.
We'll take that, Judge. He's... Consider and approve the grant request form in the amount of $5,756.37 with a match of $2,835.36 paid by Constable 4 Asset Forfeiture Fund. Authorize the Constable Precinct 4 Department to apply for the Community Development Funding Grant from East Montgomery County Improvement District for the funding of an automobile traffic stat sensor above a resolution in order to include this application. I move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. District Attorney, Mr. Grant.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Consider and approve the application for the Domestic Violence Prosecutor Grant to the Governor's Office in the amount of $80,000 with a match of $25,500.52 from the District Attorney's Office.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
17B, consider and approve a donation of $20,000 from Montgomery County Crime Stoppers for fixtures and equipment to the Montgomery County District Attorney's Office Community Development and Treatment. We've already come to our things and we're going to have to go out on the state.
Good. Move.
Great.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Library.
Good morning, gentlemen. As you may know, the Woodlands Marathon is scheduled for Saturday, March the 5th. The last couple of years, there's been so much traffic and chaos, particularly there at the South Regional Library, that we have asked for closure. The Mitchell Library will be impacted by the start of the race, and therefore the last 2 years we've asked that they might be allowed to delay opening to the public. And so our request this morning is for you to consider, and if appropriate, authorize closing the South Regional Library and delaying the opening of the Mitchell Library on Saturday, March 5th, 2016, as indicated in supporting documentation or as needed to address conditions associated with the Woodlands Marathon. Not only is there the marathon, but beginning in the early hour afternoon, there is a celebration at Town Green Park, which is adjacent to the library, and parking areas will be absolutely chaotic, and the traffic will be unreal.
I move.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you.
Office of Court Administration, Mr. Jensen.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. I'm coming to you today on behalf of Judge Hamilton and our Veterans Treatment Court, asking that you consider and approve a grant application to the Governor's Criminal Justice Division for the Veterans Treatment Court in Montgomery County, heard by Judge Hamilton, in the amount of $209,957.69, and approve Judge Doyle to sign the resolution and associated documents. No county match is required.
What's this used for, Nate?
This would be used for defense costs. Up until now, those have all been pro bono, as you're aware. Also bringing on a part-time employee up to full-time.
I move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Managed assigned counsel. Good morning.
Good morning, Judge Doyle, Commissioners.
Good morning.
How are you?
We're asking to consider and approve a name change from the department's current name of Managed Assigned Counsel Mental Health to Mental Health Court Services.
I move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Clerk. Good morning.
Good morning, Judge.
Good morning, Commissioners.
The District Clerk would ask that the Commissioners consider and approve transferring $2,646 salary plus benefits from 450-43092, which is an accounting assistant, to 450-3972, to a court clerk, to. These changes will not affect the department budget for fiscal year 2016.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? Dodie, have you looked at that one? Everything's good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay. Office of Indigent Defense.
I'm wearing two hats today.
See that.
I'm asking that you consider and accept the FY16 formula grant from the Texas Indigent Defense Commission. This has come in this year at $499,267.
Move. Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Information Technology. Mr. Shirley. Good morning.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Item 23A, without reading that long deal there, what we're doing is closing a part-time position, 30-hour maximum, opening it as a full-time position, taking funds from an open vacant position from a retiree that has some excess funds in it. We want to retain that open position with some funding and benefits to fill later if possible. We'll make that decision towards the budget hearings, but fund this position as full-time, and we can fund it all in current year, but we're notified that there would be a deficiency in 2017 for the insurance and benefits of $10,997. After the budget hearings, we may be able to fund that. I just can't commit to that yet.
I move.
Second.
Questions or comments?
The 30-hour employee, is that who's, you're making a full-time employee?
Yes, sir. Well, that position is vacant right now, so
right,
we will be filling that position with a full-time tech.
Was this a position that we considered during this year's budget?
The part-time?
The full-time that you're wanting to make this part-time into?
No. This is something we decided just in the last 2 months to do.
Dodie, have you looked at this one? I just, you know, creating positions in the middle of a budget, I'm just not, we're trying to stop some of that, Marshall. This is an absolute necessity, you feel?
Yes, sir, for coverage. This individual would give us four in a rotation between our help desk and our two techs that serve all of the downtown area and your individual offices. We have a significant coverage issue in what we're doing the way we're doing it now. Those employees are all long-termed and take vacation. Those extended vacations with any sick time at all interspersed in that, it puts us at where we can't serve the constituency that we have.
All in favor?
Aye.
I'm opposed. Motion carries.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, 24, County Auditor.
Recently, I've received some interest in reinstating the Budget Review Committee for the upcoming fiscal 2017 budget. So before you is a request to recreate that committee. The proposal is the same as last year, which included Judge Doyle and Commissioner Nowak, along with our office.
Entertain a motion.
I move.
Second.
Your comments?
Who all's on there?
So we only have two members of the Commissioner's Court, and last year those two members were Judge Doyle and Commissioner Nowak. So that's the request again this year.
We work with the Auditor's Office and then each individual department through their budgets. Any other thoughts? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B.
So the last item before you is, we received information from the Office of the Governor in regards to our drug court grant for the current year that we're in, that we could qualify more program income than we've been allowed to in the past. So this request is to allow for an amendment to that grant for up to $100,000 in program income. It reduces the obligation of the county for the same amount of dollars spent, or allows for more dollars to be spent.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Purchasing.
Morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Morning.
25A, take all appropriate action to approve change order number one to PTP Transportation LLC for the engineering services for the Montgomery County Transportation Program for an additional construction phase services in the amount of $409,245.96, resulting in a revised total of $1,277,402.56 for engineering MCTP.
And this is the final appropriation that we're doing?
I believe so.
Yep. I move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
B, as authorized by Local Government Code 271.102, to take all appropriate action to approve the purchase of two 2016 Ram 1500s from Grapevine Dodge Chrysler Jeep LLC through the interlocal agreement with Byboard in the amount of $56,060 for the Sheriff's Office.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Item C, take all appropriate action to reject the award to CSB Contractors, Inc. for the Sheriff's Office Substation, previously awarded January 26, 2016.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Darlene. Okay. Okay, 26 was deferred. 27, County Attorney.
In item 27A, we're asking that you acknowledge receipt of letters from Montgomery County Emergency Services Districts number 2 and number 14 notifying the Court of Election orders concerning the adoption of property tax increases or an imposition of a sales and use tax.
Move. Second.
That's just an informational
item.
Telling
you that that's what they plan on doing.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And item B, we're asking you to consider and take appropriate action regarding adoption of a policy requiring review of county contracts. This came out of last court session when they asked that we remove the section of the resolution that talked about approval from the contract committee being required. So now it just says it needs to be submitted to the contract review committee, but they can bring anything to you in court. And it also clarifies that if there is a project in a particular precinct that Commissioner Metter comes off of the contract review committee for that project and it's replaced by the applicable commissioner so that we don't have three people on the committee.
This is strictly for contract review.
This is strictly.
It's not for selection of professional services.
That's right.
Okay, I move. Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And my last item, it's to consider and approve an amendment to the Montgomery County Public Health District Cooperative Agreement. There's basically two changes. One, it moves the cooperative agreement from a more administrative board instead of advisory, as in its main documents. The board has functioned as an administrative board. It kind of clears up that paperwork. And the second, it removes the sentence related to the flow of funds, and again, is more of a housekeeping measure. And actually memorializes the way the public health district is functioning and gets the cooperative agreement to reflect that.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. County Attorney, real property.
Consider and take appropriate action on proposed and local agreement with the City of Willis relating to the construction of West Loop Connector.
Move.
Second.
Comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And item two, we're going to defer.
Defer. Precinct three.
Wait a minute, what happened to two?
We're going to defer item.
We're going to defer. There's a notice that we need to, there's notice requirement that we need to go ahead and comply with on that. We just jumped the gun on it.
It's just a timing thing?
Just timing.
Okay.
We will put it back on once the notice time has expired.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. On 28B1, consider and take appropriate action on proposed interlocal between Montgomery County and the City of Oak Ridge North regarding county participation in reinvestment zone number 1, City of Oak Ridge North, Texas. This is a tax increment reinvestment zone that the City of Oak Ridge North has created, I believe, back in 2014. And we've been working with them for quite some time, over a year, with regard to the county's participation in that. My understanding is Commissioner Nowak has approved the terms of this agreement. And I believe the city has approved it and passed it a week ago Monday. We do have representatives from the city here. If y'all would care to speak.
That would be me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come close to me.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Not yet.
I'm here, and I appreciate you being here and speaking for this on behalf of Commissioner Nowak. He did approve this. We worked very closely with your office. JD, BD worked very closely with our city staff to get this all hammered out. This started in 2013, as you all well know, so we are here today to ask you to approve the interlocal agreement and partner with us as we develop this 446 acres with the TERS number 1, creating infrastructure that's going to help all of us in the long run. So thank you for your consideration of this and certainly for the participation of everybody that's been involved in this, especially you and James Nowak's office. We've done, it's been a process, but it's been a good process, and we appreciate your consideration of this.
Right.
Any questions? We've got some folks here that can certainly answer it for you.
I move.
Second.
Questions or comments, Commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Expect great things.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll now recess our Commissioners' Court for executive session under Articles 551071, 551072, and 551073. Let's reconvene our court. Commissioners, out of executive session, need a motion to approve a resolution in order to settle claim number B-13-0095, the amount of $57,500 from contingency.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Citizens' comment. Is there anyone? I don't have anyone signed up to speak, but is there anyone that would like to address the court on items that were not on today's agenda? I would read the rules, Bill, but I think you know them.
Good morning again. I'd like to continue what I was saying before. I didn't think it would fit to the agenda. But I think we need to, on this whole problem, which I consider our biggest fiscal and likely physical and continuing to grow problem, is mobility. And I think we should put together some sort of a plan with a 5-year benchmarks to see if we're meeting it. And we should spend the time and the various things that we need to do, such as we've talked about getting more involved in TIPS so we get more funds out of them, how we put together better mobility plans in various congested areas of the county so when we go to TxDOT, we have a more compelling case, things of this nature. And we also have to address the revenue side, because whatever we do, this is a big hill to climb over the next 25 years. And we're going to have to do something to take care of that. So, after this is over, I'm not going to let down on it. I expect to meet with you each privately and talk between you. And I'll have the courier sitting on my shoulder because they think they belong there. So at any rate, and it's something which is a great concern to me. And if I do nothing else in the time I have left, getting us on the glide path to getting this done so we don't find ourselves like the United States government, $19 trillion in debt, with a failed Social Security system, a failed Medicare system, a failed disability insurance system, and a failed Obamacare, that we make the plans, we set targets, and we do everything we can to meet those targets. So we're recognized, and this county will continue to grow. And that'll be everybody's legacy here. Thank you.
Bill, anybody else that would like to address Commissioner's Court? All right, Commissioners, anything anyone would like to add?
I'll make a motion we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is that it?
7-4.